says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome, folks. This is your host here at the Growing Good Old Tomatoes and Homemade Wine here at the Trump phenomenon. We've had a few tomatoes up here. No homemade wine. But here we are, and in the great state of North Dakota, hosting the Trump Phenomenon radio show. My name's James Kelso. The show is live, and we prove that to you in almost every edition of the show, in case you doubted it. And you can participate and be part of the wild action on this show at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You can call in at any time, starting now. And I see your name, whatever name you use. If you want to call in, if you've never called a radio show before, just make up a name. You're Daniel Boone. You're David Crockett. You're Charles Lindbergh. Call in, and where are you calling from? Well, just name any place you want. You can be quite anonymous on the radio. And somebody somewhere could recognize your voice. But, you know, one of the reasons, one of the rationales I have for creating this show is I don't want anything said on this show that would cause anybody to lose their job or be hunted down or charged with any kind of an offense. I in creating the Trump Phenomenon show, I appreciate that what Donald Trump did is everything about his work harks back to a former America which was greater than the America we live in now. And his concept, make America great, the wonderful word there is again. And the that says so much. And the left knew it. The moment they heard that slogan, make America great again, as soon as those words were out of Donald Trump's mouth, they were all over Donald Trump, because they recognized this guy has got to go. This guy is doing the impermissible. This guy is the definition of the real political incorrectness that we want to stamp out. This is the guy who can defeat us, who can defeat our left-wing, liberal, socialist, communist, globalist, one world government, Big Brother program. Put all those names in there and roll them up in a big greasy ball, and that's what the left is. And they recognized in Donald Trump, this is a guy who's on to us, and he knows how to beat us. He knows how to talk to the remaining patriots. And it turns out the remaining patriots are numerous enough that 63 million of us elected Donald Trump in November of 2016. And we've got to do the same thing again in November of 2020. And I just saw a discussion on television, it was on the Tucker Carlson show, of what Nancy Pelosi's program is. Her program, boy, you're talking about a crafty, evil woman. And she simply exemplifies all the character traits of every left-wing leader, like Gerald Nadler. Look at that man's face. Tell me, try to look at Gerald Nadler talking on TV for more than just a few minutes and not have to, like, clutch your stomach in disgust. This is the face of evil. And it's true of Nancy Pelosi as well. Chuck Schumer, Dick Durbin, any of them. Her program, remember her first bill as the new Speaker of the House, replacing the neocon, rhino, never-Trumper Paul Ryan? Remember, Paul Ryan, people forget this. I forget it. What is Paul Ryan's the most famous thing he ever did? He was Mitt Romney's vice presidential running mate. He's such a forgettable person that people lose track of that. Mitt Romney, or Paul Ryan, the never-Trumper, replaced by Nancy Pelosi because of Paul Ryan, because Paul Ryan couldn't keep the majority in the House because he was a never-Trumper, because he was working against Donald Trump for two whole years, hanging on to his speakership, even though he had said he's not going to run, he's retiring. But he didn't have the character to hand his gavel to someone else like Jim Jordan, a patriot and a Trump man in the House. So, but Nancy Pelosi, H.R. 1, traditionally House Resolution 1, every session of the House of Representatives starts out its legislative year with House Resolution 1, which is the first vote that comes to the floor. And the Speaker of the House controls what that vote will be. Paul Ryan did that to the great damage to the whole country. So Nancy Pelosi comes in, and H.R. 1, in that bill, what she sketches out, as Tucker Carlson pointed out, is how the Democrats are very craftily working to become, to make patriots a permanent minority in America, a permanent minority that can never raise its head and form a majority in the House, in the Senate, or ever again win the White House. And just think, let me, this scared me. I hadn't thought about this. Apparently in H.R. 1 is the Democrat desire to make the city of Washington, D.C., a 51st state. I think they're going to call it Columbia. Now, if they capture the White House, they're going to do it. And the Senate, they're going to do it. They'll create another state out of Washington, D.C. Well, that'll be two demon rat, guaranteed demon rat senators, and one guaranteed demon rat Congress person. They're going to make Puerto Rico a state. It's in their program. That's another two guaranteed senators, and I think this population of Puerto Rico is something like 3 or 4 million, which means they would probably have five or so Congress people. They would all be Democrats, guaranteed. There were no Republican would ever be elected in Puerto Rico. They also want to make states out of places like Guam and other U.S. territories. They want to make 16-year-olds eligible to vote. Very importantly, H.R. 1, and Nancy Pelosi is telegraphing it right there. She's telling you. She's telegraphing her punch. She's taking a huge, she's leaning back with her right fist, winding up. She's quite obvious in what she wants to do. In H.R. 1, she lets you know that she wants felons to be able to vote. And she wants, maybe even most importantly, she wants to preempt all local election law, state or county, preempt that with federal election law. So right now, per the wishes of the founders of America, the regulation of elections is done by each state and by each county. The federal government does not decide when polls will open or when they will close, does not make the registration requirements or rules in each state or county. It doesn't run those elections. H.R. 1, Nancy Pelosi is going to fix that, and the demon rats, they want to take over all those functions so that everything that Donald Trump had that worked for him in 2016 will be taken away. And on it goes, but it's a devious, evil plan to take over permanently. Which is, I mean, what was the Bolshevik Revolution? What did Lenin and Trotsky accomplish with the Tsar? They got rid of him, and they got rid of the traditional Russian society. They overturned the whole thing, and they turned the Russian people into captives and slaves within their own nation in 1917. And this is the history and the story of communism. What did the French Revolution do? The French people became terrified. They actually called it the Terror. That was the name of the French Revolution, the Terror. And the guillotine was the symbol of the Terror. Every person was afraid for their life. You could be accused for no reason, no rights at all, dragged off before a star chamber and beheaded, you know, within minutes of being convicted by basically a screaming bunch of Ilhan Omars and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's and Nancy Pelosi's and Robespierre. And that's what they have in store for us. So, and I've made the point on this show, I apologize for anybody I depressed when I said we're losing. But I want to say this about how we're winning, how Donald Trump is winning. He has two great accomplishments, and I don't hear this talked about enough. I sure talk about it. Two great accomplishments of Donald Trump. One, he won politically in America the presidency. Incredible. An impossible feat, but he did it. A miracle. His other accomplishment, I think, in the end, will be greater than that one. And by the way, that political victory is not a sure thing. He can lose in 2020. His successor can lose in 2024. Republicans all across the country can lose politically. There's nothing guaranteed about this rolling forward. But the second great accomplishment of Donald Trump is already a done deal. He has already accomplished it successfully. It is a permanent thing. It will go forward. And that's the movement that Donald Trump, one man, has personally created. He has served as the creator and the leader of the Patriot movement that you, my friend, listening to my voice, are a member of. And I doubt that there are more than the number of people listening to my voice who are not, whether they acknowledge it or not, who are not members of that Patriot movement, could all hold a meeting inside of a Volkswagen bus. Very few of you. And we're all part of the movement Donald Trump has created. Even the people who, you know, occasionally on this show, you'll hear somebody griping about Donald Trump. He didn't do this. He's not doing that. I had one caller who said, he won't execute his powers. He's not doing anything on the border and so on. I had to correct this person over and over again. He is delivering to us more than any man in American history ever has. And he has created this movement. He is the leader of it. We'll read some of his tweets today. I go to his tweets kind of, you know, routinely, because I like to get the pure distilled Donald Trump. Much more than I do like opinions like those of Pat Buchanan about Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson about Donald Trump. These are great men, great minds. Laura Ingraham, Jeanine Pirro. Wow, what a genius. But I like, and they too, they like Donald Trump, the pure stuff, the best. So, but that it's that movement that is winning. It's already won because he has successfully created the movement. We have a movement now. And as long as Donald Trump's leading it, there's a great deal of stability to it. When Donald Trump, you know, I hate to even say it, but, you know, I wish he were immortal. But without Donald Trump at the head of this movement, there will be contention as to who's going to lead it. And turkeys will appear. Turkeys will jump up and try to be the leaders. But there will be great men, too. People like Tucker Carlson, people like Jeanine Pirro, will hopefully they will inherit. Stephen Miller. Wow, what a genius that man is. These people will be in charge of the continuing Trump movement, which can be named, you know, the Trump movement simply in honor of the man who created it. And around the world, by the way, in every European country, it's Donald Trump who, more than anyone else, he's created this movement around the world. He's unified it or connected it together. He's made us self-aware. He's welded us into what we never were before. I mean, think about it. Think about the obvious questions. I've asked listeners who doubt what I'm saying, name me a leader that we've had in your lifetime. I'm 70. Maybe you go back before Harry Truman, who was president when I was born. Maybe you go back before him. Name me a leader of the patriot cause in America that you have ever experienced in your life. I think of Charles Lindbergh as a leader, but that's when Charles Lindbergh was a leader and there was a patriot movement. That was 1939 and 1940 and 41. And all that was brought to a screeching halt by the catastrophe of Adolf Hitler's war. Another topic for another time. Donald Trump is the first leader of the patriot cause in our lifetimes. And he has led it very, very well. He has made the focus the immigration invasion. And I love the tweet that he put out yesterday. I focused on it. Our country is full. All capitals full, exclamation mark. Our country is full. Bingo. Well said, Mr. President. The fact that he knows that and believes that is the most beautiful fact. No American president has known that, been aware of it, been blithely ignorant of that fact. Our country is full. No, we don't need millions of immigrants. No, diversity is not our strength. A nation without borders, as the president has said, and no other president has said, is not a nation. So don't give up, ladies and gentlemen. This is my advice. Don't give up if we lose some political contests here. We already have lost several. Jeff Sessions managed to blow his Senate seat in Alabama. Good job, Jeff. And we've lost some other contests. But if we lose in 2020, when we lost in 2018, Nancy Pelosi won. We lost. If we lose again in 2020, don't give up. Donald Trump will still be the leader of the Trump movement and will still be espousing the very things that he said in his Kaczynski Square speech on July 6, 2017 in Warsaw, Poland. All right, so let's look at a call board here. Let me, enough of my fulminations and opening statement. We'll be right back. Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey!
If I don't want no handout,
sing it, Merle.
Don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing.
Hey, and we're singing that song, folks, here on, let me go to the president's tweets, because he reminds us, if Donald Trump didn't tell me, I would have not been aware of it. Today is, let me find it, where is the president's tweet? Where'd it go? Where is the tweet? Oh, it's down here. The president tweets, today on National Former Prisoner of War Recognition Day, we honor the Americans captured and imprisoned by foreign powers while carrying out their duties to defend this great nation. And of course, I hear an echo there of Donald Trump saying, you know, that's my duty to defend this great nation. And he issued a proclamation today on this subject. And I talked with someone today, a patriot. I had a phone call. Of course, I will not name this person or identify him in any way. But this person had an older brother who was shot by a Japanese guard after having fought so bravely in the Battle of Corregidor, that island in Manila Bay that Americans were trying to hold against an absolutely brutal Japanese Imperial Army and Japanese Imperial government. It was every bit as brutal as Hitler's. They were hopelessly outmatched. And rather than die to a man, their commander, when it was utterly hopeless and they had no ammo, surrendered, expecting to be treated honorably. Well, not going to happen with the Japanese Imperial government or army. And so began the Bataan Death March, which Donald Trump is commemorating today, with all, among all the other horrors that have happened to those defending our country. And my interlocutor on the phone lost his oldest brother, who was shot trying to get some water. Two other Americans who were shot also trying to get some water for the prisoners, the Corregidor prisoners, who were starving. They were dying of thirst, disease. They were as horribly maltreated as you can imagine. And I believe some, one of you that's more of a historian than I am will know that I think after World War II, some of those Japanese who committed those war crimes were executed. But so that was a, and this, by the way, this person I was talking with, a tremendous Donald Trump supporter who believes really it's believes the things we talk about on this show about the beauty and the importance of this man. Let's look at some of Donald Trump's tweets. I think we've already got calls here. Tom in Florida is calling in. Tom has this radio show set on speed dial. I love you, Tom. And but let's put some logs on the talk show fire first before we go to the calls. And somebody, you know, who's new to radio, come on, call in. It's fun. You'll have a good time. The president has some tweets today, April 9th. I didn't announce the day yet. It's April 9th, 2019. Let's go back to where we left off in our tweets, which goes back to yesterday. Some incredible tweets here. Okay, picking up where we left off yesterday, Donald Trump retweets, or quotes rather, Laura Ingraham, who wrote this: "Tyranny of the judiciary as another Obama appointee in San Francisco stymies Donald Trump. The judge blocks Trump's asylum policy but delays enforcement." Okay. Then Donald Trump comments in the same post, his same Twitter. He says, "A Ninth Circuit judge just ruled that Mexico is too dangerous for migrants. So unfair to the U.S. And then in all caps with an exclamation mark, he says, "out of control." It's insane. A judge ruled that Mexico is too dangerous for the people fleeing Mexico. So they're our problem because Mexico is too dangerous. Okay. Here's the next tweet from the president. Charles Payne.
"Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked."
Come back to Charles Payne and his comment of Trump. They too
breathed their last, Seth Jones. "Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John."
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say, I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way.
So hey, we're back, folks. I end up listening to our music. It's so good. But we're back. Time to talk. And Chris in Las Vegas joins us. He'll be on here shortly, also along with Tom in Florida. And the Donald Trump just quoted 10 minutes ago, just tweeted, he says, Donald Trump listens to this show, of course, doesn't he? He hears the admiration coming for what he's doing in tackling the biggest issue of our time, the immigration invasion. He tweets 10 minutes ago, the Democrats must end the loopholes on immigration. So easy to solve. And of course, it wouldn't be easy to solve, but yes, in a matter of minutes and hours, if you change the worst of the laws with a simple majority vote, you could end birthright citizenship, for example. You could end chain migration. You could end the visa lottery. You could build the border wall. This is could all happen within 1 hour, just as fast as the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader of the Senate could call the votes if there were enough patriots in either the House or the Senate. So the president's right on it there. And I mentioned this, all of Donald Trump's detractors among us on the right We got to learn that we can't do this. I point out to Donald Trump's detractors who say, well, he's not doing anything, or he's not doing what he should be doing. Folks, the House of Representatives alone can originate a bill, a spending bill. Now, anything you want to accomplish requires spending money, almost anything. Most things, I guess. How does Donald Trump originate a bill in the House of Representatives for the next 2 years, or for this two-year session of Congress? He can't. He can't. Gerald Nadler is never going to go along with anything. Just the fact that Donald Trump supports something is all that the Pelosi Democrats need to oppose it. That's enough right there. So he can't. Talk about his hands being tied. So he's got to deal with the demon rats in the House. Then he has to deal with the neocons in the Senate. I told you the other day, in passing, I mentioned that our greatest hope was in the House in terms of legislation, because there are many more actual real patriot congressmen than actual real patriot senators. There are almost no real patriot senators. The Republican senators, very few of them are real patriots. And here's how I would gauge that. Go to numbersusa.org, Roy Beck's website, which is the best website on immigration, the facts of immigration. And he gives a scorecard to every congressman and every senator. He's done this for decades. Well, I think it's getting on to decades now. But there's quite an archive of ratings of every congressman and senator. And the key issue on which he gives an A, B, C, D, or F score is their votes on the immigration invasion. And in the Senate, I've forgotten. I used to know the number. And of course, it changes with each session of the Senate. But each year it changes. The number of senators, all of them Republicans, there is no Democrat with any kind of decent score on immigration in the Senate, not one. But the number of Republicans with an A report card from the expert on immigration, Roy Beck, is scary in the U.S. Senate. Even though the Republicans have a majority of the senators, I'll look it up. Maybe I can find it before the show's over. But the number of A scores in the Senate, we're talking about a handful, like maybe five fingers on your hand, that kind of a score. That's scary. All of those Republicans should be getting an A score on immigration, all of them. They're not. There are some that are getting Fs and Ds and plenty that get Cs. And that isn't going to cut the mustard. That's what Donald Trump has to work with in the Senate. As I said, in the House, he's got nothing to work with now except a patriot minority led by people like Jim Jordan and the other Freedom Caucus congressman. Then he has to deal with, and he just tweeted about this, the federal judiciary, which is dominated by commies, by Pelosi operatives, part of the hive, the giant left-wing deep state. He has to deal with these SOBs. Then he has to deal with a press that doesn't report, that operates as an attack dog, a branch of the Democrat Party, with constant stories, constantly, nonstop, endless. What's the drumbeat now? We want the taxes. We want the taxes. Give us the taxes. We demand your taxes. All of your taxes. What is this? What the hell is that? They have no entitlement to see any president's taxes. He's the president of the United States, for God's sake. Those are his taxes. What was that famous quote? Have you no decency? Entirely different context, but still, it's a correct quote for now. Have you no decency, Gerald Nadler? You piece of work. Yeah, let's see your taxes, Mr. Nadler. Let's see your private finances, Nancy Pelosi. Let's see how much you pay your highly armed guards while you advocate disarmament of the peons, of us, your enemies, in your own view. So the Donald Trump has to deal with all of that. And then within the White House itself, a piece of news lately here is the resignation of Kirstjen Nielsen, who resigned as the Secretary of Homeland Security. Well, she wasn't doing the job. Donald Trump has, with person after person, he's had to appoint people, cross his fingers and hope that they would get it. She didn't get it. And he has to endure, you know, their learning curve of not getting it and basically forming another branch of the resistance against him. He doesn't have a team of patriot people. Jeff Sessions is another perfect example of that. You know, so all of you out there who give up on Donald Trump or carpet him, look at what he has to deal with. Now, let's go to we got Tim in Wyoming. Now, let me go because I missed Tim. I think I missed Tim. Did I miss you, Tim? Let's start. We're going to get to Tom in Florida and Chris in Las Vegas, but let's start with Tim in Wyoming. Tim, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yeah, we talked on Sunday, and I wanted to mention one quick thing, and that's pretty much it. We're talking about immigration, and I spoke with somebody recently who'd just come back from Mexico. He was talking, but he told me things that I never heard about them in the news here, I should say, about how the Mexican people were happy with with Americans being down there and everything. And I never did get a chance to mention them, that it was mostly our money that they were happy with. It wasn't us. It wasn't anything about us being down there. But
I want to hear more about what you can relate on that. But yes, that person has drunk the Kool-Aid and is singing the kumbaya song. The facts about Americans in Mexico is they're getting raped, they're getting robbed, they're getting poisoned, they're getting diseases. That's the reality. And of course, the Mexican government, in a huge public relations cover-up, never lets it, to this extent they can cover it up, they sweep all of that under the rug. Mexico is not a safe place for an American to be. And my biggest disappointment with Jesse Ventura is that after being an independent candidate as governor of Minnesota, he fled to Mexico and has spent years goofing off, surfing on the Pacific Coast beaches of Mexico. Big goof off. I got to meet him and talk to him for about half an hour at the Republican convention in St. Paul in 2008. And big man, you know, very injured. He has a hard time moving around. It's amazing he's trying to surf. But he's down there in Mexico, you know, putting out the kumbaya that it's safe to be in Mexico and, you know, it's wonderful down here and so on. Baloney. Get back to your country, Jesse Ventura, and support. I want to see you because he has, you know, quite a standing with independents. Come on, Jesse Ventura, get your brain together and get on the Trump train. Now, go ahead, Tim. What's on your mind?
Well, I agree with what you said about Jesse Ventura as far as his fleeing to Mexico, you might say. But I mean, I think there may be some other things down there. I think he mentioned one time that there were alternative medical therapies that he could get there, and people have said it for years. They can get alternative medical therapies in Mexico that are not approved by the FDA, or basically Big Pharma says nope, sorry, you can't have it. But so you can go down there and have herbal treatments and various other things that help. You remember that Pat Paulson, you remember him from years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. When he went down there, he had brain cancer. He went to Mexico and attempted to get some therapy. He ended up dying anyway. But, he couldn't get anything like satisfaction in the United States. Well, so, I mean, he went down there, but...
Yeah, but also, and not to, you know, be a nitpicker, Tim, and I like what you're saying, but remember when the royalty of Saudi Arabia or the super wealthy of Japan or any other country, people with hundreds of millions of dollars, where do they go?
Billions or trillions, yeah.
Where do they go when they're sick? I'll tell you exactly where they go. They go to Rochester, Minnesota, to the Mayo Clinic. Not Mexico. They go to the Rochester Mayo Clinic because that is the best medical care on earth. And everybody knows it. Go ahead.
I've heard other things too. I've heard people go to, India is part of the illegal organ trade and very, okay, I'm not going to get on those subjects, but what I'm saying is people go to India for various treatments and whatnot too. So there's that does happen.
But that's a boutique market. After talking with Jesse Ventura, the real, the big attraction for him down there is he can lie on the beach. And I'm a surfer. I understand the attraction and the love of this. It's incredible once you become a surfer. But you gotta focus on what's going on here, what's really going on. And it's not the surfing and the beaches.
Maybe another reason he went down there is he was disappointed. I mean, he was kind of a sideways supporter of the Republicans, but he was disappointed in how they were never. Never interested in getting behind him in any way because he was saying the right things, and everybody knew a lot of the things he was saying were things that were right. Okay, he said things that are wrong, obviously, too, like a lot of people have, but at the same time, when he did say the things that he said, there were so many people that really wanted nothing to do with him after that.
Let me back up, Tim, what you're saying with an interesting observation. Jesse Ventura's in this boat. Ron Paul's in this boat. Ron, where are you? I've met Ron Paul in 13 different cities. I've met him personally. My question to you, Ron Paul, is this. He's not like he knows me as a friend or something, but
He's tuned into the show right now. You know it, right?
Yeah, but Ron Paul has not yet issued an endorsement of Donald Trump. What the hell?
Yeah.
Ron Paul, what is wrong with your brain? How can you be such a nitpicker or a contrarian, okay, that you can't endorse the greatest political figure of our lifetimes, the man who's going to save the bacon on all of your issues, Ron? You should have been out campaigning. And Ron Paul has a tremendous following. I was part of it. I still admire Ron Paul for the things he did that were right and courageous, but I'm really losing respect as Ron Paul. He does radio shows and he has a website. He's still active, but where's the endorsement of Donald Trump? And help me, audience, if you know of an endorsement he's issued that the lamestream media is keeping a secret. But Jesse Ventura, no endorsement of Donald Trump. And by the way, Jesse, if you're listening to this show on the beach there in Mexico, and Republic Broadcasting Network has a wide reach. It's a network. We may be heard on beaches on the Pacific beaches of Mexico, which are, and by the way, this is an interesting, I go all over the place tonight, but in Mexico, the beaches in Mexico are heaven. They're much better than American beaches. Mexico itself has more resources than America, better climate, better of farmland, better minerals, much better beaches on both coasts. And the Mexican people have no excuse for turning their country into a dirty hellhole. They have no excuse. That piece of real estate, folks, if you had to decide whether you wanted to have as your permanent home for your people forever, North Dakota or Guadalajara, Mexico, folks, that's a no-brainer. North Dakota has nothing going for it except one thing. The people here are wonderful, and that makes it infinitely preferable to Guadalajara or some heavenly blue ocean, crystal clear white sand beach in Mexico. The Mexican people have made a hellhole of their country because of the civilization or the non-civilization that they have sustained and that they are bringing with them into our civilization, trashing our world. And Donald Trump's got the brains to realize that. Ron Paul, by the way, this goes to explain why Ron Paul hasn't endorsed Donald Trump. Ron Paul never got it on immigration. He could not get his brain to turn the light bulb on and realize, you know, how can a genius not understand, and he is a genius, not understand a medical doctor, OBGYN, delivered thousands of babies, Rice Medical, top student. How can he not realize that the end of no borders is no nation? He couldn't get that through his libertarian brain. And Jesse Ventura, super politically incorrect guy, rebel. Well, Jesse, what happened to your brain? Donald Trump is the ultimate rebel. You should love him, Jesse. How come you can't do that? Stay with us, Tim. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, folks, and I've got a good closing piece for the show here. Tim, I just want to thank you for calling in with your very wise statements. Thank you, sir. And we've got a bunch of people hanging on the line here: Tom in Florida, Chris in Las Vegas, and Richard in Austin. You guys are great, and I'm terrible at getting you all in, but I want to give you this. I just found a cherry on top. that just appeared on Breitbart that I want to share with you. There's a genius at Breitbart. I talk about the genius, Stephen Miller and folks like this. These are the people who will lead the Trump movement. John Nolte is one of these people, one of the senior editors. I don't know, maybe the senior editor at Breitbart. His writing is so, so brilliant. It's akin to that of Stephen Miller. He's got an article called "Scientists Prove Man-Made Global Warming is a Hoax." And here's, I'll read part of his article as much as I can squeeze in, with my apologies to the callers. The far left Think Progress, that's the name of the organization, reports that scientists have finally proven that the theory of man-made global warming is a total hoax. Of course, no one will admit it, that is on the left, but that is exactly what has happened. A new scientific study by these people has revealed the following. Current CO2 levels of 410 parts per million, that's what you're breathing right now, ladies and gentlemen, were last seen on Earth 3 million years ago, according to the most detailed reconstruction of the Earth's climate by researchers at the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research and published in Science Advances. Yes, you read that correctly. 3 million, that is million years ago, CO2 levels on Earth were the same as they are today. But there is one major difference between 3 million years ago and today. 3 million years ago, we humans were not driving cars or eating the meat. It requires cow farts. We weren't barbecuing or refusing to recycle or building factories. There was no industrial age, no plastic, no air conditioning, no electricity, no lumber bills, no consumerism, no aerosols, no deodorant, folks. In fact, 3 million years ago, there were probably no human beings on Earth, at least not human in the way we use that term today. And yet, CO2 levels were the same then as they are now. This Potsdam Institute, left wing, they've just proved this. I thought humans warmed the planet. That's the hustle we've been sold for three decades now, you know, that we are the problem. We've also been told the problem is definitely not a billion years old planet running through cycles where the temperature might fluctuate a bit. Oh no, that could never be it. So stop saying that could be, you denier. Well, what about the ice age that occurred thousands and thousands of years before the industrial age? Shut up, denier. And yet, according to the study, scientists also discovered that during this period of global warming, there were no ice sheets covering either Greenland or West Antarctica, and much of the East Antarctic ice sheet was gone. How is this possible 3 million years before Arnold Schwarzenegger bought his Hummer? It gets worse. Temperatures were up to 7 degrees, the scientists report, Fahrenheit, warmer globally 3 million years ago, at least double that at the poles. And the oceans were 65 feet higher. It's just a beauty. You got to read it yourself on Breitbart. I almost got to the end. And all of this happened before Bad Orange Man approved a couple of pipelines. We'll end with that, and we'll go on with more tomorrow night. See you then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.